Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've gone through a mountain of material to bring you what you need to know when you need to know it. Today, we are getting into something that sounds, well, a little tedious, but is secretly the weapon against hidden losses and cash traps. We're talking about counting your stuff, a full deep dive into physical inventory verification, that systematic and sometimes painful process of documenting every single item a business holds. Our mission today is to really unpack why this isn't just some chore you have to do. It directly hits the bottom line and the operational health of pretty much any American business, from a tiny retail shop to a giant warehouse. Okay, let's get into it.
And this matters to you, the listener, because if you're involved in any kind of business, inventory is, well, it's money. It's just cash sitting on a shelf. It's often the single largest asset on a balance sheet. So getting that count right isn't just a good idea. It's the foundation for financial accuracy, for compliance, and honestly, for a small business, it can be the difference between making it and shutting the doors.
Okay, so let's start there with the strategic value, because this goes so far beyond just getting your taxes right. What's that aha moment for a business when they realize their count is off?
It almost always starts with the financial bedrock, which is the cost of goods sold, or COGS. Your physical count is what determines your COGS calculation. So if your final inventory number is off even by a little bit, your whole income statement is skewed. Your profitability numbers are just wrong. And I mean, let's be clear, the IRS doesn't suggest this. They require detailed inventory records.
And I think the connection to actual usable cash is so important here. I mean, if you know what you have, you don't overorder. You don't have capital tied up in some product that just isn't moving. That's cash you can use for growth, for marketing, for anything. It's financial freedom that comes from a clipboard and a scanner.
It absolutely is. But the detail that really gets people, the one that keeps retailers up at night, is shrinkage.
Ah, shrinkage. The ghost in the machine. Yeah. We're talking about items that just vanish.
Yeah.
Theft, damage, shipping errors.
Exactly. The National Retail Federation says it costs American retailers billions every single year. A physical count is the only way to actually quantify that loss. It gives you the hard data you need to see the patterns and hopefully stop the bleeding.
Okay, but let me push back on that for a second. Most businesses now have these perpetual inventory systems, right? Everything is scanned at the checkout.
Mm.
Shouldn't the system already know what's missing? Why do you need to shut down for 3 days to count everything by hand?
That is a fantastic question, and it gets to the very limit of technology. A system only knows what you tell it. It doesn't know a box was damaged in the back room. It doesn't see an employee pocketing an item.
Right.
It doesn't know a shipment came in short but was logged as complete. The physical count is the moment of truth. It's when you audit the system and you audit your people and processes.
So the count is really an operational stress test. You find out where the weak points are. If you're always short on, say, one specific product in one specific aisle, that's a red flag.
It's a huge red flag. It points to a problem with receiving or maybe a problem with your store layout. And don't forget the legal side, a fire, a flood.
Yeah.
Your insurance company isn't going to take your word for it. You need those detailed, verified records to make a claim and be made whole.
So if the count is that important, the record keeping has to be absolutely meticulous. What are we actually tracking here? It's got to be more than just a product name and a number.
Oh, it's way more. And the systems have to be robust. You know, a small business might start with Excel or Google Sheets, and that's fine. But as you grow, you need dedicated software, QuickBooks, NetSuite, or even more specialized platforms.
Like for a restaurant or a pharmacy.
Exactly. A restaurant needs something like Toast to track ingredients down to the ounce. A medical practice needs iChewPAA compliant software. The stakes are just too high. And the data points you track are critical. Of course, you need value, the purchase cost, the current value. But just as important is location. Not just warehouse B. We're talking aisle 4, shelf 3, bin 2. If you can't find it, you can't sell it.
And after the last few years, I have to imagine the supply data is more important than ever. You need to know your main vendor, but also who your backup is.
Your backup. Your backup's backup.
Yes.
And then you get into date tracking. Purchase dates are crucial for accounting methods like FIFO and LIFO, but, you know, for food, for cosmetics, for medicine. Expiration dates are everything. Miss one of those.
Yeah.
And you're not just losing money, you're creating a serious safety risk.
And that leads right into traceability, right? For recalls.
Yeah.
Things like lot numbers and serial number.
Correct. Without that level of detail, a single defective part could force you to recall every product you've ever sold. With a lot number, you can pinpoint the exact batch that was affected. That one piece of data can save a company millions, not to mention its reputation.
So you've got all that data, And then you use it to plan for the future with quantity metrics, setting reorder points, maximum stock levels.
Right. That's where the data becomes proactive. And the best practice is always to have redundancy. Digital records, of course, but have a physical backup. And date stamp every single transaction. You need that audit trail to figure out what went wrong and when.
Okay, so the records are the map. Let's talk about the journey, the physical count itself. How do you pull this off without bringing the entire business to a grinding halt?
With a lot of planning. I mean, a lot of planning. First, timing. You have to align it with your accounting period's end of month and definitely your fiscal year end. And you have to do it when the inventory is static.
Meaning when the business is closed.
Or at least during the slowest possible hours. Sales have to stop. Receiving has to stop. Nothing in, nothing out. Otherwise, you're counting a moving target.
Staffing, that must be a huge challenge, getting people to work overnight or on a weekend.
It is. And that brings up a really important point a lot of managers forget, the Fair Labor Standards Act. If your team is working overtime to get this count done, you have to pay them for it. Getting an accurate count doesn't let you bend labor laws.
So when the teams are on the floor, ready to count, how do you stop them from just writing down the number the computer says should be there? How do you avoid that bias?
That's where you use a blind count. It's exactly what it sounds like. The counting team has a list of items to find, but not the expected quantity. They have to record what they physically see. It prevents that temptation to just make the numbers match.
And what about the actual process? How do you make sure you don't count the same shelf twice? Or worse, miss one entirely?
Discipline. You map out the entire space into clear, logical zones. You assign one team per zone. They work systematically, top to bottom, left to right. No exceptions. And we always, always recommend two-person teams. One person handles the item, the other records. It cuts down on errors dramatically. For really high-value stuff, you might even have two separate teams count it independently.
And then comes the hard part, the verification, when the numbers don't match.
That's where the real detective work begins. You have to investigate any big variance before you just update the system. And here's a key tip. Have a different person do the recount. A fresh set of eyes will often spot what the first team missed.
And you have to look at the context of a number, not just the number itself.
Precisely. You have to look at the variance as a percentage. Being off by 100 screws might not matter if you have 10,000, but being off by 100 laptops when you're only supposed to have 150, that's a 5-alarm fire. Something is deeply wrong with your process or your security.
Okay, this annual shutdown sounds incredibly disruptive and expensive. There has to be a better way to do this year-round.
There is, and it's really the direction that modern inventory management is headed. It's called cycle counting.
So instead of one giant count?
You do lots of tiny counts all the time. You verify small portions of your inventory continuously throughout the year. It's far less disruptive, and your records are always much more accurate. It's usually guided by what's called ABC analysis. Your A items, the expensive, fast-moving stuff, you count those all the time, maybe weekly. Your C items, the cheap nuts and bolts, maybe you only count those once a year. You focus your energy where the money is.
And systems can even trigger these counts automatically, right? After an item sold a certain number of times, it gets flagged for a quick check.
Yes, that's transaction-based triggering. And you supplement this with spot checks. Just random unscheduled audits. They're great for quality control, but they also serve a huge loss prevention role. When employees know a random count could happen at any moment, it's a powerful deterrent to theft.
Let's talk technology. Barcodes were a huge leap forward. What's the next big thing?
It's RFID, radio frequency identification. It's a game changer because you don't need line of sight to scan something. You can point a reader at a whole pallet and count everything inside the boxes instantly. The cost is still a bit high, but it's coming down. And all this technology feeds into a perpetual inventory system. When that's working well, your physical counts change their purpose. You're no longer counting to figure out what you have. You're counting to verify that your system is accurate. It's a fundamental shift.
Plus, everyone has a powerful scanner in their pocket now, using a smartphone or a tablet to do these counts, syncing data instantly. That has to make things so much more efficient.
It does. It closes the loop between the physical world and the digital record almost instantly. But we have to remember that every industry is different. These aren't one-size-fits-all solutions.
Right. The challenges for a restaurant are completely different from a hospital. In food service, you're battling the clock. Shelf life is everything. You're using par levels to keep things fresh, not to maximize stock. You're counting liquor and expensive proteins every single day.
Compare that to healthcare. Now, patient safety is number one. You have DEA mandates for controlled substances that require two people to sign off on counts. And tracking expiration dates and lot numbers isn't about profit, it's about preventing a health crisis.
And then there's e-commerce, where your physical warehouse has to be perfectly in sync with your digital storefront. If your count is off by even one, you risk overselling an item and creating a really bad customer experience.
And that gets even harder if you're using a 3PL, a third-party logistics company. Now you're trying to count inventory that isn't even in your own building. It requires a whole new level of coordination.
So when these problems keep happening over and over, what's usually the root cause?
It's almost always a systemic issue. Maybe your receiving process is flawed, or you've just grown so fast that your old informal ways of doing things just don't work anymore. You've hit a scaling challenge and you need to formalize your procedures.
So let's bring it all home. We've done the count, we've verified the data. What does this all mean on the final financial reports?
It's the foundation of those reports. On your balance sheet, inventory is a current asset. Its value affects your working capital, your financial ratios, things that banks and investors look at very, very closely. But the real danger zone is the income statement. Any error in your ending inventory number flows directly to your cost of goods sold. And here's the critical part. If you overstate your inventory, you understate your COGS. That makes it look like you're more profitable than you actually are.
Which is a huge red flag for an auditor.
It's one of the first things they look for. That's why they will physically observe your count. They want to see the process for themselves. And that's before we even get into valuation methods like LIFO versus FIFO, which have direct tax implications. Your inventory strategy is, in many ways, your tax strategy.
So at the end of the day, this is so much more than just counting.
It is not a compliance task. It is a core strategic practice. Investing in good inventory procedures will reduce your costs, it will improve your financial reporting, and it will give you a real competitive edge.
So for you, listening right now, what's the takeaway? The goal isn't perfection overnight. It's about continuous gradual improvement. So here's the question to think about. How can you start benchmarking your numbers against industry standards? And how can you implement some simple accountability systems for your staff right now to start making progress? Think about your biggest area of risk and design a small, focused accounting program just for that. Be methodical, be consistent, and you will master this deep dive into your own business. Thanks for listening.